And the principle is simply this. One should not make more assumptions than the minimum needed. This is also known as the principle of parsimony. However, as I was looking at this, I said, man, that makes so much sense. How often, whenever we are in our life, how often do we complicate solutions?
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're here with another Monday Motivation. Before we get started, I want to just give a shout out to everybody who's been contributing and who's been a sponsor for our Passing On Process movement. And Passing On Process simply is the fact that with every book that is purchased, each individual receives their own copy. In addition to that, I will donate one to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department so that we can help these young men who are a part of the system currently, help them by providing them with tools regarding building their social capital, help them with tools to help them become more self-actualized, and also giving them the opportunity to have tools to not just be a part of the system, but now to change and divert from that so they can change their life by applying this information that's in process. I'm going to be facilitating workshops for them. So that's why the goal is to get each and every one of these men a book. The goal is to move 5,000 books. Currently, we've moved 55 to date. And I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to put the link down in my bio, also in the show notes. So if you feel it in your heart to want to say, hey, John, I want to get a book. I want to sponsor what you're doing. I want to sponsor these youth. Then please do just that. All right. Now, today, I'm really excited about today's content because it's Monday Motivation. And I was reading a book and then I saw a term and I came across and I said, this looks really familiar. And this was talking about Occam's razor. And as I was reading the book, I said, what is the, I mean, I remember hearing this term when I was in middle school, high school, wherever it might be. And I said, well, break it down to me. What does this really mean? Right? And Occam's razor it's a logical principle that it was attributed to a medieval philosopher by the name of William of Occam is how his name is phrased. And the principle is simply this. One should not make more assumptions than the minimum needed. This is also known as the principle of parsimony. However, as I was looking at this, I said, man, that makes so much sense. How often, whenever we are in our life, how often do we complicate solutions? Somebody might say, John, I want you to move these packages. I want you to move them from inside the house, and I want you to move them into the trunk of your car. And I say, well, what time do you want that done by? Well, how do you want me to do it? It's like, John, I didn't give you all of that. I just wanted you to move these packages from inside the house to inside the car. And if we really take the time to think about it, we really convolute our mind by complicating simple processes. A lot of people say they want to be successful. A lot of people say that they want to generate revenue. A lot of people say that they want commas in their bank account. But if you really think about it, the ability to go from having no commas in your bank account to having a comma in your bank account are multiple. Just listen to this equation. Create a product. Sell that product. Then you're compensated for that sale. You say, wow, this works by me doing it once. Then multiply that by 10. You have the same product. Now you sell 10 of those products in the same amount of time it took you to sell the one. Now you have 10 times the resource. And that's something that's common because people are like, well, what do I create? What do I do? Each and every one of us knows if we take a moment, we know an area of specialty that we have. We know an area of something that comes extremely easy to us. But how many of us are utilizing that gift and utilizing that talent or that expertise to generate revenue for our lives? So friends, I was just reading the book. I wanted to share that information. Please, just try it and see. Because too often we complicate things. Life is simple, but sometimes we make it hard. So today I want you to just dumb it down for yourself. I want you to just say, well, how can I take a process and then ultimately flip it to where it works in my favor? How can I utilize something that I know to help me generate revenue? Because for me, I never would have thought that I could get paid to speak until I got paid to speak. But first, I had to become better at speaking than I once was. So I had to start investing time in that area. Where do you need to begin to invest just a little bit more time? What's that thing that you're good at it, but you have the potential to be great, but you just haven't invested the time? What is that area? Friends, as always, I want to thank you for rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. If you're really enjoying the content, I would say go ahead and hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to it on. Or you might even have been in the store on Apple or Google Play. And then you realize that we have a Speak Your Success app. Check it out. Download it. Leave us a helpful review if you feel that the show is worthy enough. And friends, as always, connect with me on Instagram, on Twitter. The podcast handle is SYS Podcast 1. On Instagram, you can get at me at Jonathan Jones Speaks. But friends, it's TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?